Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. You can find out more about me and my company at mailpostcardsfromhome.com. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows and expands. That's really the secret to success that was laid out in the great book, The Science of Getting Rich. A lot of people don't know this. Wallace Wattles went on to write several other books, and one of his books is entitled The Science of Being Great. I want to read you a small part from this and relate it to yourself today, where we find ourselves in the world today, in this political climate in which we find ourselves in the world today. This is the 19th chapter, the summary of The Science of Being Great. All men are made of the one intelligent substance, and therefore all contain the same essential powers and possibilities. Greatness is equally inherent in all and may be manifested by all. Every person may become great. Every constituent of God is a constituent of man. Man may overcome both heredity and circumstances by exercising the inherent creative power of the soul. If he is to become great, the soul must act and must rule the mind and the body. Man's knowledge is limited, and he falls into error through ignorance. To avoid this, he must connect his soul with the universal spirit. Universal spirit is the intelligent substance from which all things come. It is in and through all things. All things are known to this universal mind, and man can so unite himself with it as to enter into all knowledge. To do this, man must cast out himself everything which separates him from God. He must will to live the divine life, and he must rise above all moral temptations. He must forsake every course of action that is not in accord with his highest ideals. Now let me pause for a second. Don't mistake that for overtly Christian or Muslim or Buddhist. He's talking about the standards in which you hold yourself to. I live by a thing called the 10 pillars. In my newsletter, Pathways to Wealth, I put it out as the 10 pillars of success. This is what I live by and hold myself accountable to. I'm only competing against myself. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about connect with the divine. That's the power that created the universe. Whatever that is to you, you have to connect to it, because by doing so, you give yourself power that you didn't otherwise have. Pillar number 10 in my 10 pillars of success is take full responsibility for everything. And you can only do that when you understand that you truly are in control of all of the actions and everything that happens to you. Back to the reading. He must reach the right viewpoint, recognizing that God is all in all and that there is nothing wrong. He must see that nature, society, government, and industry are perfect in their present stage and advancing toward completion, and that all men and women everywhere are good and perfect. In other words, stop your bitching and stop blaming and accept for what it is and realize it is what it is. Whether it be Democrat or Republican, it ain't gonna help you. You are gonna help you. Back to the book. He must know that all is right with the world and unite with God for the completion of the perfect work. It is only as man sees God as the great advancing presence in all and good in all that he can rise to his real greatness. He must dedicate himself to the service of the highest that is within himself, obeying the voice of the soul. There is an inner light in every man which continuously impels him toward the highest, and he must be guided by this light if he would become great. He must have absolute faith in his own perceptions of the truth and begin at home to act upon these perceptions. In other words, have a little bit of faith. Have a little bit of vision is what he's saying. It's not religious mumbo jumbo. It's like basic foundations of success in life at any time of any age, regardless of age, race, or financial situation. Back to the book. As he sees the true and right course in small things, he must take that course. He must cease to act unthinkingly and begin to think and he must be sincere in his thought. He must form a mental conception of himself at the highest and hold this conception until it is his habitual thought form of himself. This thought form he must keep continuously in his view. He must outwardly realize and express that thought form in his actions. Meaning, if you think positive, if you think high of yourself, then your actions should reflect a person of that confidence. If you think you're great, make great statements. Take great actions. Don't be talk only. Again, basic foundation to success. Back to the book. He must do everything that he realizes he does in a great way. In dealing with his family, his neighbors, acquaintances, and friends, he must make every act an expression of his ideal. The man who reaches the right viewpoint and makes full consecration and who fully idealizes himself as great and who makes every act count, however trivial, an expression of the ideal, has already attained to greatness. Everything he does will be done in a great way. He will make himself known, and he will be recognized as a personality of power. He will receive knowledge by inspiration, and he will know all that he needs to know. He will receive all the material wealth that he forms in his thoughts and will not lack for any good thing. He will be given the ability to deal with any combination of circumstances which may arise, and his growth and progress will be continuous and rapid. Great works will seek him out, and all men will delight to do him honor because of its particular value to the student of the science of being great. I close this book by giving a portion of Emerson's essay on the Oversoul. This great essay is the fundamental, showing the fundamental principles of monism and the science of greatness. I recommend the student to study it most carefully in connection with this book. Now we'll stop right there. I'm not going to go into what he talks about. Emerson is also some great reading. I would challenge you to dig back, man. I mean, there's people writing this stuff. I mean, we're talking about before Jim Rohn. I'm talking about before The Secret, before Grant Cardone, before all of these people. There were people laying it down. The secrets to success, they haven't changed. You have the power within you to manifest those things that you want. But you can only do that by having a clear mental picture of what it is. Now, when it's clear, it means you could write it down. You could explain it to a 10-year-old. That's clear. When your mission and your goal is so clear, you will attain it. I often will take my stock portfolio. I'll take the current balance that day. I'll put it into a 10-year projection. I'll put what I'm currently putting in every month, and I will project it out a decade. Why? Because I want to see a picture of my future. And then I'll say, well, is that where my goal is? So if my goal is $1 million, I can now see how short am I of achieving my goal in the next 10 years. What do I need to do to shorten that time frame? And I can begin to see a mental picture because I put the numbers into the calculator. And then you're not wandering around turning 70 years old with no money. And you can start that today at 14 years old or at 50 years old or 60 or 70. There's 70-year-olds right now, they're going to wish they would have invested because their 94-year-old self is going to be broke. I talk to men every single day in their 80s and 90s, alive, on the phone, having conversations, paying rent, pay for their electric, have a car, all the same shit and problems that you have right now at 30 and 40, they have it at 90. At 90. So some of you right now are 45 and 50 years old. You're not putting anything in that calculator. Because you don't have a vision. It isn't real to you. This is people come into the network marketing business. They don't even have a name for their business. They just, quote, join programs, unquote. They're an affiliate. See, when I first started doing that, my name was Peter's Marketing. I needed something to put on the business card, something to put on the letterhead, Peter's Marketing. And then it changed to Peter's Publishing when I wrote my first little book. I didn't have no company name Peter's Publishing. I wrote it on the booklet. That was the extent, Peter's Publishing. I went so far as to open a bank account in that name. And that eventually turned into other businesses. So the first idea of a business is that you have to have a name for it. It seems so basic and so obvious, and yet many of you listening to my voice right now claim to be in business and you don't have a name. And so you surrendered your right to be successful before you even started because you don't have the vision to even name it. Some of you are messing around in sales or affiliate marketing or network marketing. And if I said to you, well, how many people do you need to recruit to make $5,000 a month? Quick, how many? Give me the number. I don't know. Why? Because it ain't real to you. Because if it was real to you, you'd know the number because you ran it. You did it before. You plugged those numbers in. But why would you bother plugging those numbers in and figuring out exactly how many people you need to recruit if you don't actually believe it'll happen? And so if you're going to be a person of greatness, if you're going to be a person of purpose and greatness, you would have already done that because your mental image would be so clear. You would know where you need to be. I need to recruit 500 people for this opportunity. Not 499, not 312, 500 people, because then my income will be $7,214 a month. And here's what it'll look like. And here's the name of my business, and here's the newsletter, and here's how I'll communicate with people, and here's how I'll talk to my leaders, and here's what I'll send them, and here's what I'm going to write, and here's the projects I'm working on, and here's my marketing strategy, and here's my follow-up strategy, and it looks and sounds and tastes and looks like a damn business. Not a money game, not a scheme, but a business that produces profits because it's run by a person who dared to be great. Anybody can fail. Anybody. But you have the power in you. That same power, the same universal power that's in Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Colonel Sanders, Ray Kroc of McDonald's. They ain't no smarter. They're born in the same country. Put on their pants the exact same way, but they have vision. Shoot, Ray Kroc didn't even create the damn thing. He took to somebody else's vision. And so I've spent the last 17 years trying to share my vision of how I was gonna do network marketing with postcards and letters and flyers and booklets and magazine ads, never going door to door, never doing a meeting, never recruiting my friends and family, but constantly projecting what it is I wanted to sell, produce, and promote into the universe, believing in myself, believing in my dream to the point where I wrote a book called The Money Flow, which all it was my business plan. And I've given away over 50,000 copies and it's generated millions of dollars in revenue. And yet people tell me all the time, oh, you can't do this in this business. Can't be done. No, you can't do it because you don't have a vision. And I don't know about you, but I get really tired talking to people who have no vision, no creativity, no imagination, and yet they have the same spirit in them that I do. They have the same creative force in them that I do. And you can fall forward just like I do. I mess up every single day. I get orders wrong. I misplace things. I forget to pay things. I mess up every single day over and over and over. Put in the wrong stuff. If you saw all the mess ups I do in my real estate business, you'd say, how does this idiot even own a business? How does he even have houses? How could this guy possibly have over a dozen rental properties? How is that even possible, as dumb as he is? Simple. I got a plan. I believe in it 1,000%. There's nothing you could say to me and no mistake I could make and nothing that could happen short of a nuclear bomb falling on my town that will change my opinion. I've had storms and floods and hurricanes and trees fall on it and tenants try to mess up the place and people refuse to pay me and all of these things keep coming at me. But here's the thing, I have a freaking plan. And my plan and my vision is bigger than any of those problems, any of those troubles. And you say, well, how can you make it in a business where everyone fails? Simple. because my plan and my vision is bigger than that. One person quit and I don't care if they quit. I absolutely don't care. One bit. If you join me and quit me, I will not call you and I will not lose a bit of sleep. Why? Because I'm focused on the vision. I'm focused on the plan, and it's bigger than any one person. Shoot, it's bigger than me. After I die, people will copy my blueprint. I have no doubt. Because nothing that happens to me, not a divorce, not a sickness, not cancer, not a heart attack, not anything short of a nuclear bomb dropping on our area, nothing will erase what I created because I wrote it in a book. So no one can take my books. No one can take my postcards. No one can take my website and the things I've done. You might shut them down, whatever, but I already wrote them. I already put them into the universe and you can't get that back. But here's the problem. I'm trying to help you. What did you produce? What did you create? What's your plan? What's your vision?